Standing as we are on the precipice of next month's Iowa caucus, you'd think that the good people of Iowa and New Hampshire would be drowning in political advertising. Yet, in comparison with 2007 at least, their airwaves are eerily quiet. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that for a variety of reasons, including the fact that just Republicans are competing in this year's primaries, ad buys are down in those states. Way down. Campaigns and political groups spent almost $22 million in Iowa by this point in 2007. This year, they've spent only $2.4 million. Instead, it seems free media have filled the void. First among them, the televised debate.
Welcome to the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, the site of our Republican presidential debate.
Speaker Gingrich, this next one's for you. You've criticized extending unemployment benefits, saying that you are, quote, opposed to giving people money for doing nothing. Benefits have already been extended.
The idea that you stand here before us and talk about that you're strong on immigration is on its face the height of hypocrisy.
The governor says, look, states ought to be able to opt out of Social Security. Our nominee has to be someone who isn't committed to abolishing Social Security, but who's committed to saving Social Security. We have always had, at the heart of our party, a recognition.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about in that regard.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson, a professor and longtime analyst of political media, says you should consume your debates. They're good for you.
When a good reporter does an extended interview with a candidate, you don't simply learn what the candidate wants to tell you. You learn what the candidate tells you after being confronted with tough questions.
Well, the candidates are relentlessly on message. They turn every question, no matter what the topic, back into their set of talking points.
What you learn about Governor Perry when, for an entire debate, he kept moving back to energy policy, no matter what he was asked, was that he may not have the range of expertise required to answer those questions yet. What you learn when the candidates on the Republican stage are asked, would you take 10 times spending cuts to 1x tax increase, and they say no, you know the position of the entire Republican field and how it differs from the Obama administration. You know across the debates that these candidates oppose the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which they call Obamacare. You can't learn all of that in advertising.
So, do you see any value in political advertising? I mean, in terms of instructing the electorate?
Yes, no question. Advertising, in general, contains accurate, not inaccurate statements.
I'm surprised.
That's historically true. And I tell you that having spent more hours than I would care to count analyzing claim by claim in the ads. But that doesn't mean that there aren't serious deceptions in them. That's why we need a lot of good journalism wrapped around this political process.
It was interesting. The ratings for the early debates, at least, were pretty high. Were they higher than usual?
We tend to have higher attention to politics when the nation feels anxious. Also, when they're unhappy with the incumbent.
But the ratings have lagged.
They tend to over time. But the fact that we had the early spike and that we have respectable ongoing levels is good news. Candidates focused, for example, in one debate solely on foreign policy, another debate solely on economic matters. Your level of knowledge about these candidates has risen substantially if you've paid even reasonable attention.
You know, the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision has resulted in a Mount Everest of cash. What do you think led us to this moment where money is not dominating the media environment?
The opportunity to participate in the debates early said to candidates, I can reach my intended audience without expending ad dollars. You would not have seen Speaker Gingrich emerge as a candidate or Mr. Kaine emerge as a candidate. Both of those candidacies driven by debate performances, they weren't doing very much advertising. In fact, in Gingrich's case, he wasn't doing any.
Wow, these are glorious days for democracy.
Well, let's just say better than some others.
Doesn't it have something to do with the fact that there were so many GOP candidates that people were keeping their money off the table?
No, we've had this number in fields before. I think what was accounting for it is the fact that you had the venues and they were attracting the audience.
Are you expecting an explosion of advertising in the coming months?
Yes. We're going to see so much advertising that you will turn on the Golf Channel and find ads. You'll turn on your channels that ordinarily would never see a political presence, and there they will be. Indeed, they're going to have to figure out how to put money into advertising on people's backs in order to spend all of their money.
You know, you talk a lot about interviews, but these are GOP candidates. And where we've seen the preponderance of interviews is on Fox News. Do you really think that the public is getting bang for that particular buck?
This week, we saw extended interviews by Wolf Blitzer on CNN of Governor Perry and of Speaker Gingrich. Good, tough questions, very clear follow-up. Governor Perry's answers, for example, on Israel are going to create real controversy.
Certainly, Bret Baier got into a tussle with Romney on Fox News.
That was a good interview by Bret Baier. You also saw a very strong interview by Bill O'Reilly of Governor Perry the week that Governor Perry had put up an ad that took out of context a statement by President Obama. In the ad, Governor Perry says that President Obama says Americans are lazy. Bill O'Reilly said that wasn't what he's referring to, was it? Wasn't he referring to government agencies? He also asked him to defend his position that President Obama is a socialist. I think that we ought to be open to the possibility that Fox journalistic norms will hold Republican candidates accountable, and those of us who may not be inclined to watch Fox might be well served by watching those interviews.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson is the head of the Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania and director of Fact Check and the new website FlackCheck.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.